Okay.
In the last year, in Siman Kufnun Hei, which was a day ago, we discussed the Mishnah Berurah, which I would like to continue to analyze. The Mishnah Berurah had noted that a person who leaves the shul in the morning and then proceeds to enter the Beis Medrash, even if we're talking about an individual who doesn't really have any requisite background, any understanding of what he's going to learn, but just being in the Beis Medrash, says the Mishnah Berurah, is considered to be a mitzvah. Certainly, if one can learn there halacha, agada, one should establish oneself in the Beis Medrash, and it will redound to his credit. That he refers to a chazal, that someone who comes to a shul to hear Divrei Torah, it will be merit ultimately sitting among the Chachamim Blasid Lavo. And the Mishnah Berurah actually refers us to a Medrash Rabbah in Kisavah. This is in Sivkadon Vav of Siman Kufnun Hei. And then again, in Sivkadon Ches, Mishnah Berurah comes back to the same topic and indicates even someone knows how to learn a little bit, but the Mishnah Berurah himself indicates that even someone who does not know really how to learn, ultimately it's going to be down to his credit in terms of the Schar Halicha and La'asid Lavo. So yesterday we explored this issue, and I would like to pursue the matter a bit further. There is a well-known machlokes that all of us are quite familiar with. The Gemara has in Maseches Brachos, and this you can find on page number 12 of the Maamar Kamos, hopefully in front of you on the screen, with reference to Birchas HaTorah. There's a famous machlokes in the Gemara in terms of what exactly and when exactly is one required to say Birchas HaTorah? Over what type of learning are we required to say Birchas HaTorah? So the Gemara here on page number 12 in Brachos, the Gemara indicates on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, there are several opinions. Amar Rav Huna leMikra Tzarech LeVaresh, he contends that when one is studying Tanakh, we saw yesterday Rashi and Daf Hei, that leMikra refers to studying, reading Psukim in Tanakh. That requires a Birchas HaTorah. Ule Medrash ain't Tzarech LeVarech. Medrash does not require a bracha. Rabbi Elazar Amar leMikra leMedrash Tzarech LeVarech, he contends both require a bracha, but Mishnah does not require a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan says Mishnah also requires a bracha, but the study of Talmud does not require a bracha. And Rava, the opinion that we pass on the halacha like, we make a Birchas HaTorah over all the aforementioned items, namely Mikra, Medrash, Mishnah, and Rava contends after the Talmud, Tzarech Lachzor Lebarech. Even for learning Gemara, one is obligated to make a bracha. So Rashi, fascinatingly enough, Rashi over here, when he comments on this machlokes, so Rashi tells us that Mikra, which is the fundamental reading of Psukim and Tanakh that we mentioned a moment ago, that seems to be clear that one is obligated to make a bracha. And now the question is, what is the relationship between the other items and Mikra? Says Rashi, Midrash Hukar of the Mikra. That's something pretty close to Mikra, namely Mechilta, Sifra, Sifrei, Midrashim, that essentially comment on the Mikros, comment on the Psukim in Chumash. So in the case of all these areas where you have commentary on the Chumash, the second Bani Amar contended that Medrash also requires a bracha. But L'Gemara Ein Tzarech L'Barech, says Rashi, that somehow Gemara is distant. Even though Gemara is the Iker Torah, Shemimenu Hara Yotze, Gemara refers to Svaris of the understanding of Mishnayis, and we have Mishnayis that contradict each other, and the Gemara has to resolve the contradictions, and the Gemara has Chsiri Mechsira. So it would seem from the simple reading of the text of the Gemara and Brachos that the fundamental obligation of Birchas HaTorah relates to Mikra. And then we have a discussion with reference to Medrash, a discussion with reference to Mishnayos, a discussion with reference to Talmud. Now, the further away we go from Mikra, the less likely we are obligated to make a bracha. This itself is fascinating. What exactly is this based on? The idea that only a Mikra is one obligated to make a Birchas HaTorah. So clearly, Rav Huna's position, that's the first position the Gemara presents, that a bracha is made only on Mikra. So it can be understood in a number of ways. Either the Ikra Takona Bichas HaTorah was Niskan on Torah Shebichsav, that's read B'tzibur. Mikra, we'll discuss perhaps later, the din of Shnayim Mikra V'chatargim, which happens to be also connected to this entire topic. That's the din of Shulchan Aruch, that one is obligated on an ongoing basis to learn Shnayim Mikra V'chatargim. And the Gemara says that this is one of the Zgulas that's written in Shas. I always maintain that we should minimally first try to fulfill the Zgulas that are found in Chumash. For example, Kabeda Savicha V'simecha. So the Torah says it's a Zgula. Why? L'man yarichun yamecha l'adam asher Hashem elokecha leisin loch. A Zgula for arichus yomim is kibud avayim, written in the text of the Chumash itself. And there are a number of other such Zgulas that are written in the text of the Chumash. And then we have Zgulas written in Shas. And one of the Zgulas is found with Shnayim Mikra V'chatargum, that someone who's makbid on Shnayim Mikra, ma'arichun l'yom v'shnosa, will also be zoicha to arichus yomim. So that's another Zgula. So before we run to many, many other Zgulas that I'm sure have value, these are Zgulas that are written in the Torah, written in Shas. Anyway, with reference to Rav Huna's Shita, of Birchas HaTorah and Mikra, so apparently the assumption is that Birchas HaTorah was Dafka Niskan and Torah Shebichsav that we read B'tzibur. The Pasuk in Nechemya, a fascinating Pasuk in Parakhes and Nechemya, Psukim Hei and Vav. The Navi speaks there about the moment the Sefer Torah was about to be read. When they opened it up, Amdu Kalam, people stood up. Vayavarach Ezra Es Hashem Ho Elokim HaGadol Vayanu Kalaman Amin V'Amin. A rather dramatic, very emotional kind of Kriyas HaTorah with a number of halachas that are embedded in the text of that pasuk. But here we see that Birchas HaTorah is connected to Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur. So Rav Huna contends apparently that only on Torah Shebichsav, which is the Chetz of Torah that's read B'tzibur, is there a Din Bracha. Medrash, Mishnah, and Talmud, there's no Kriya B'tzibur, and therefore there's no Bracha that will be recited on them. They are each one a bit more distant from Mikra than the other. A second possibility is that Birchas HaTorah was Niskan on Torah Shebichsav, because in the learning of Torah Shebichsav, there's a Maisa Mitzvah. Namely, as we discussed yesterday, there's a action of Kriya. One is obligated to read, as Rashi points out in Dafei and Brachis, when Rashi mentioned the drash of Chazal, Vedna l'cha aslucha so'evim v'atorah v'mitzvah shekasavti l'horosam. So Rashi learns that, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, when it speaks of Kriya? Kriya is an action that a person verbally has to recite those psukim. One needs a maisa Kriya in order to be able to say the din of limud Torah shebichsav v'shlei musa, mashenkin Torah shebal peh. What is the whole key of Torah Shebaal Peh? So we pointed out yesterday that that requires Havana. There's no key of HaMitzah, the Pashtus of Torah Shebaal Peh, without Havana, without an understanding, without some level of understanding of Torah Shebaal Peh. Of course, there are many different levels, and therefore, on that, you're not going to make a bracha, because there's no action associated with it in the sense that you need a Maisa. And the Maisa, of course, involves Havana, involves understanding, comprehension. And therefore, we mentioned this Gemara on Dafei, where the Gemara darshins that pasuk, and Rashi comments when the Gemara says that Torah, in that pasuk that I mentioned, Torah, the Gemara says, Zem Mikra, and Rashi said, Chumash, Shem Mitzvah, Likros, Batorah. When it came to Mishnah, Rashi commented over there, She Yis'asku B'Mishnah. And when it came to Gemara, again, as we just saw, Rashi indicates, Gemara refers to the Svaris, and the resolution of contradictions that exist in Mishnayos, that one is also the other. So you see from Rashi clearly that the din of Limud Torah Shebichsav is markedly different than all the other elements of Midrash and Mishnah and Talmud, which are obviously connected to Torah Shebaal Peh. There's a din of Kriya about Torah Shebichsav. And therefore, that is a Maisa Mitzvah, and that Maisa Mitzvah requires a Bracha, Mashen Kein, anything associated with Torah Shebaal Peh, whether it's Midrash, or Mishnah, or Talmud, as Rashi comments, Yisasku b'Mishnah, saying Svaris, that in effect one is able to go ahead and resolve Stiris and Mishnayis. So therefore, those are considered to be Torah Shebaal Peh. Those require an act of Havana. And therefore, that's why Torah Shebaal Peh, without Havana, it's not considered to be an act of Limud. We saw that in the Magen Avraham yesterday as well. And the Gemara we brought as a further proof was the Gemara in Brachas on Tezvav Bebeis, the din of Limud Chatam. The Gemara learns that from the second parasha of Kriyashma, L'manatim Osam Esmenechem, Medabri Abom, Remach min advekim. You have to pronounce the words, enunciate each letter very carefully. Al levavcha. Make sure there's a space between the two. Al levavchem. We mentioned from Rav Chaim Brisker yesterday that he asked an obvious question that only the first parsha of Kriyat Shema, which is Daraisa, according to many Rishonim, and this pasuk Ulamadatem is in the second parsha, and that's only the Rabbanon. So how do you learn out of Din Daraisa or Ben Advekim that one should leave space between the letters regarding this second parsha, which is only the Rabbanon? So Rav Chaim Brisker explained that this is a din in Talmud Torah. In Talmud Torah, Shebichsav, that it's Mekuyam Aydei Kriya Bepeh, that there's a din of Limud Chatam. When you read it, you have to read it with precision. You have to read it with exactitude. Revach min advekin has to be read with crystal clarity. Baofen borur ubohir. And since Kriyash Mazakim of Talmud Torah, we saw that in the Yerushalmi yesterday, therefore, there's a din of Limud Chatam. And that's the distinction, again, between Torah Shebal Peh, which is Miskayim Aydei Havana. There's no din of Kriya when it comes to Torah Shebal Peh. Mashen Ken, Kriya of Torah Shebichsav is Chal, a din of Limud Chatam. One has to read it with precision, with exactitude. And this just is an explanation, a possible explanation why there's a distinction between Birchas HaTorah regarding Mikra, because there's a Maisa Mitzvah of Kriya. All the others require a certain degree of Havana, and therefore there's no Maisa Mitzvah per se. And as yet, we are just now suggesting Svaras, but all this is simply not to discuss so much the issue of the Machlokes in the Gemara in reference to Birchas HaTorah, but continuing on the theme that we spoke about yesterday, namely the theme of that Torah Shebal Peh requires Havana, that one has to have understanding, comprehension. There has to be certainly a minimalistic level of Havana when one comes to Torah Shebal Peh, as opposed to Torah Shebichsav, where one could fulfill the mitzvah simply through an act of Kriya. This matter is also further, one can adduce actually further proofs to this concept, to this Yesod, and really there's a very well-known Mishnah that all of us are also familiar with on page number 15 on your screen, the Gemara Brachas and Daf Chaf Mebeis. The Gemara discusses here the status of a Balkeri regarding Tefillah. The Mishnah writes, Balkeri Mahara Belibo, that he can go ahead, that be Mahara Belibo Beinam Bavarech Lo Lefaneh Avala Lacharech. That when it comes to the Brachos, namely we're talking about the Brachos as the Rashi comments already, the Brachos of Kriyat Shema, so there, he doesn't make those brachas. Lo lefaneha, velo lachareha. Masha'en came, the actual Kriyat Shema itself, mahare belibo. So Rashi comments miyad. Rashi tells us there's a takon of Ezra, that Ezra was misakein tefillah for someone who's a balkeri. If he wants to be involved in the study of Torah, we'll get to that a little bit after. However, there's a distinction between the brachas of Kriyat Shema and the Kriyat Shema itself. Kriyat Shema is a din daraisa. And the Gemara right away comes to the maskana that here kedibu domi, since there's an obligation to say the Kriyat Shema, so obviously the Balkeri cannot engage in this kind of dibur, but he's maharer, and as a result of hero, he can be yotze. But the Mishnah writes over here that
I was wondering, yesterday we discussed Shomea Keone, and we said the Kriyat Shema is one of the three exceptions that you can do Shomea Keone.
The man quotes the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, the Yerushalmi in Brachas, and the Gaon quotes in the first Mishnah. We said in Brachas, Lashon Kor, and Lashon Rabim, that when it comes to three items, there's no din of Shomea Keone. But here, the question with reference to a Balkeri is also with the Divrei Torah. That's the Takonah Zezra. And then there's another Takonah afterwards that is not allowed to daven. There are two separate Takonahs. If you look in the Rambam, actually, I did Xerox this Rambam. On page number 16, the Rambam actually refers to the Takonah of Ezra Beis Dino. The Rambam writes over here, I underlined it.
I was trying to ask a question. If we're saying that Kriyat Shema Daf Mahar, we'll discuss it. Okay.
I want to be makdim the answer to the question, but I'm doing so by going into a discussion of this issue of Balkeri. So perhaps I will hopefully resolve what you're going to ask. Not that I'm a Navi. But anyway, the Rambam here writes in the Kriyat Shema Perek Dal Halacha Ches, he's talking about the background for this halacha. Kol atzmeim chayam b'Kriyat Shema u'mevorchim l'faneo l'achareo v'hein b'tumasan. He should not read the Retorah. He has to go to the mikvah. That we know the Gemara says that this takana was not accepted. That's one of the reasons why this takana was batel, the takana of Ezra, as far as learning Torah is concerned, because the Gemara has several factors, several reasons why it was not accepted. One is what the Rambam quotes, that in order that a takana should be operative, it has to be accepted by Rov of Klal Yisrael. And if Rov of Klal Yisrael are not able to accept the takana, then automatically the takana loses its status. And there's another time that the Gemara says that Torah is compared to Eish. Haloko dvarai ka Eish num Hashem. Ma Eish enem mekabel tumma, avdi retorin mekabel tumma. So that's the second reason. And there are also other reasons that are given in the Rishonim. But the Ram goes on to say, Kranogu call yourself likros batorah, velikros kriyashma, the meaning of call yourselves to learn Torah, and to say kriyashma, the ain't bali kariyah, if ish ain't di retorin mekabel tumma, what I just mentioned, elo omdi mitar rosa li olam shenema, haloko dvarai ka Eish num Hashem, ma Eish enem mekabel tumma, so here the Rambam has expressed this in the context of Hilchos Kriyasha. Let's take a look at Hilchos Tefillah, since we're already examining the matter. Azirak Sad Rambam as well, on page number 17 and 18. Here, 17 and 18, the Rambam discusses the Takon of Ezra, and he writes, Ukrabiyarnu, in Perek Dalet Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha, Rambam says here, in the Halacha Gimel, Ezra Tiken Shalayikra Balakari Bilvad, Bidivrei Torah Shiyitbol, going on to 18. Ubezn Shom Du Achar Kach Hiskinu Aflet Tfilo Shal Yispal Valkeri Beliba Shiyitbol. So we have a takana of Ezra relating to Talmud Torah, that a Valkeri has to go to the mikvah before he studies, before he learns Torah. And then another Bezdin after Ezra, the Omesakim, that a Valkeri cannot daven until he goes to the mikvah. V'lom Neitum V'tara Naguba El Kedesh Shal Yud Tamil Chacham B'tzirin Ritzon Nishol Seyem Gitar Nagolim. That's the Lashon of Gemara. And the Ram continues here in Halacha Hey, and he writes that Lefika Chayomim Bismana Takana Shafilu Zav Shira Keri, Venida Shapalta Shikh Mazera, Umishamesha Shira Sadam Nida, Tvichim Tvila, the Kriashma Machin Litvila, Nea Keri, Abu Shain Tmeim. Vachina did no sin, Shain Tvila Zom Neitara, Neahzera, Shalim Tzinit on the Shosayim Tomid, and the Ramam says, just like he mentioned earlier, just as the original takana of Ezra regarding Talmud Torah was rendered null and void, so too, the Rambam says, this takana regarding Tevila before one davens was also rendered null and void. The Rambam says, this takana was also batel, l'vishalo pashto b'chol yisrael, v'lo yakoach b'tzibur lamod ba. So the Rambam has mentioned both of these takanos, namely the one regarding Tevila and the one regarding Talmud Torah. So in general, there's a lot of discussion among the Mefarshim, both in the Gemara and also in the Rambam, whether this dual takana, namely one takana of Ezra regarding Talmud Torah, that one has to go to the mikvah before one learns, and the second takana of another bezin that followed upon the heels of Ezra, that the question that's asked, are these two separate takanos, namely one takana of Ezra to Aser, a Balkari to learn Torah, and then there was another takana independent of the first takana, completely separate and set aside, and therefore the takana of the second bezdin was that one is not allowed to daven, or maybe in effect really they are one takana, because even the second takana that came from a second bezdin is subsumed under the rubric of the first takana, because essentially tefillah is included in divrei Torah. So the second bezdin simply expanded or extended the takana of Ezra. Ezra was mesaken that a balkeri cannot engage in divrei Torah. And now the second bezin came and extended and said the Balkari can also not daven because tefillah is included in divrei Torah. It means the yesod ha'isur of davening is because the Balkari is also in divrei Torah. So we know there's a big machlokes harishonim and it's relevant to halacha lemaise. We know that there are many, many people on a daily basis go to the mikvah, primarily chassidim, who certainly are very makbid before they daven to go to the mikvah, but even there are non-chassidim as well who go to the mikvah before davening, and there's a big machlokes harishonim whether that second takana was batel. Namely, is the second takana operative or not operative? Tosfos actually writes in Chabez and Rebez and Brachos that the takana was batel only regarding Torah. But regarding tefillah, regarding davening, that takana remains intact. Mashenka, the Rambam we just saw, writes here on page number 18, that Bezman Hazeh, everything is batel, and a Balkari can, number one, study Torah, and a Balkari can also daven. And so apparently the Mefarshim, who are quoted by this Tosfos, Daf Chabez and Rebez, Yesh Mefarshim, they distinguish between the takana for Torah, the takana for tefillah. So they assume apparently there are two separate takanas. First, Ezra made a takana that a Valkyrie is also lasak b'Torah. And then Bezin, that followed upon the heels of Ezra, made a separate takana that also the Valkyrie is followed. So Bizman Azeh, even though the takana of Ezra was batel, and even though Valkyrie is now allowed, is permitted to engage in the study of Torah, but also though the Hispala Acha Yitbol. The question is, what is the Rambam Shita regarding this matter? Taisa seems to be pretty clear. They're two separate takonos. And that's why one is operative and the other one was rendered null and void. But according to the Rambam, it could very well be that the Rambam holds that the Sodat Takon is that a Balkari is also B'divrei Torah, but Tefillah is included, as I said a moment ago, B'chalal D'Divrei Torah. So B'zman Hazeh, where the takono of an effective Ezra was Batel, so Balkaris should be able to be Osik Batorah, should be able to daven. Idach, it's possible the Rambam held also there are two separate Isurim, that on the one hand, Ezra made a takona an Isur Lasuk Batorah, Bez and Shalachrav, they will go there another Isur, a separate Isur, an independent Isur to daven. But with Manazeh, both of these takonas were somehow rendered null and void. You'll take a look at the Kesem Mishneh. I didn't circle it or underline it, but the Kesem Mishneh discusses this issue in Perek Dalet, Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Dalet. He's worried about the question that since Ezra was Gozel of Divrei Torah, he says, Af Tefillah Bichlal. Who needs another takon of Bezdin? Why is it necessary? Tefillah is subsumed, as I mentioned earlier, under the rubric of Divrei Torah. And therefore, there's no need for a separate takona. And also, he wonders where exactly this Bezdin, Shacharei, Bezdin Shal Ezra, where exactly do you see this separate Gzera? And he suggests that maybe Ezra was only Gozel the Divrei Torah, but not the Tefillah, because essentially that Tefillah is Rachamim, and maybe a person will not find the requisite amount of water, and while daven, there's a din, there's a halacha, and we're pretty makbid about that. Before every davening, one is mechuyav to wash one's hands. The tiras yadayim is a prerequisite for tefillah. I'm talking about shachris, mincha, and marib. That's an obligation. But he doesn't know where this gzera of bezin shachareim is. What exactly the source of that gzera is? Now, it could be the Rambam Shita is that, again, as I said, maybe the second bezin was involved in this another halacha, maybe a separate halacha of hikom likras alokecha Yisrael. We know that a person has to prepare himself in order to daven. There are many, many halachas of hachana before tefillah. We actually mentioned the chassidim harishonim, that they used to prepare 1 hour before. We spoke about it actually on Shabbos. 1 hour before and 1 hour they engaged in davening and 1 hour after. And the question, of course, many ask, we understand the hour before. We really don't understand it, but we claim we understand it. Hikom likas alokecha Yisrael. So an hour before they prepare for davening. And then they spend an hour in davening. What was the hour after davening? So I mentioned that many compare it to a decompression chamber. A person goes underwater. And therefore, there's a need because if you remain there for an extended period of time, you might, if you go ahead, after you submerge for an extended period of time, now you want to emerge, you might get the bends. So there's a need for decompression. And that's what the hour after davening is, a kind of decompression chamber. But that only applies to individuals who are obviously great Bali Madrega, people on very high levels, people spend 9 hours a day involved in tefillah. But it could be the second takana of the Bezdin, Acharei Ezra. They were talking about preparing for the tefillah in the din of Hikon Likras Alokecha Yisrael. So now coming back to the Balkari issue, that the Gemara says here that since the Balkari's Maharir Belibo, according to the Shita of Ravina found here in the Gemara, even though here a Kedibra Dami, a Balkari Kibimahara Kriyashma Belibo is not over on the Isra of Takonis Ezra, that a Balkari is not allowed to engage in the study of Torah. Because again, the Isra of a Balkari to be asking about Torah is Aide Dibor. The Gemara says right here, Kide Ashkacham B'Sinai. The Makar for all this is Sinai, and there was Dibor. And now the question is, what about a Balkari who's asking about Torah Sheval Peh? Do we assume also that Torah Sheval Peh, the Isra is Dafka Dibor, and Aide Hiro will be Mutar? Because the Gemara says, Kedi Ashkan B'Sinai. Or no, maybe the Issa of a Balkari to be also B'Torah Shem Ba'Peh is even like the Hirur. Means Ezra Mene Takona, that's also the Balkari to be kind of Mitzvah Tamu Torah. And regarding Torah Shem Ba'Peh, there's no distinction whether Lomid Ayde Dibur, Ayde Hirur. In both cases, the kind of Mitzvah Tamu Torah. It's Yodua to this very august audience, and the Chogos between the Mechaber and the Gro. Whether one is Mahar B'Divrei Torah, do you make a Bechasat Torah? So the Gaon says, you make a Divrei. Even if you're Mahar B'Divrei Torah, you also are mechuyav to make Birchas HaTorah. Not only when you are articulating, verbalizing Divrei Torah. So we see there is a Kiyum of Talmud Torah. The Gaon has a Pasuk. Yilu Ratzin Meifi Ve'Hegyon Libi Lufanecha. Hegyon Libi Hirur. It also constitutes Divrei Torah. So Balkari cannot be Mahar and Torah Shabbal Peh. So the Yisayda Heter that we learn out from Sinai is only Chal Gabi Torah Shibichsav, Gabi Kriya Shema, where there's a din of Kriya Bepeh. So that's why you're allowed to be Mahar and Torah Shibichsav, because there's no Kiyum HaMitzvah of Talmud Torah B'Shlemusa. Again, I'm going back to the basic Yisod that I'm trying to more or less articulate, and that is the Rashi Adav Hei Mad Aleph. And Torah Shibichsav is the din of Kriya Bepeh. Likros es achumish. One is obligated to read the text. And therefore, it seems pretty clear that according to the Rishonim who say that the Bezin after Ezra were masaking that Tfilah bichlal divrei Torah, and that's why a Balkari is not allowed to daven. Tfilah is included in Torah Shabbat Peh. By the way, there's a brisa that the Gemara has in Shabbos. The Gemara in Kol Kisvei, I didn't actually cite this brisa, but now it comes to my mind. The brisa in Kol Kisvei tells us that brachos and kamein, that's what the Gemara there is talking about, that even though they have in them the osios of the Shem Hashem, so there's a question whether if there's a conflagration, if there's a fire, is there a heter of Hatzolah? Or the halacha is there's no heter of Hatzolah for those items, for brachos and kameim. So the Gemara says over there in Shabbos that you're not matzol them nadleika, nisrofim im koman, and the Gemara has the following expression. This is what I wanted to just remind ourselves. The Gemara says, Mikan Amru, Kosve Brachas Kisorfe Torah. Those who write down Brachas, Ki'ilu Sorfe Torah, means there's no Chalos of Kisve HaKadosh to Brachas that are written down. Or to Kameim, what do they call Kameim? Amulets of sorts. So there's no Adin of Hatzolah on Shabbos. They're considered to be like Torah Shebal Peh. And there's the Halachi, it's Varm Shebal Peh. The din is that Torah Shabbat Peh cannot be written down. The heter writing down Torah Shabbat Peh is the Gemara Eslas Hashem Eferu Torah Secher. Absolutely, she once commented on a Rambam, the Rambam Dakdama to Mishnah Torah. The Rambam is very prolix, unusually lengthy in Dakdama to Mishnah Torah. First, he goes through the entire Masorah, and then the Rambam feels constrained to tell you that every single generation, or every few hundred years, there was another corpus that emerged. The Rambam talks about the Gaonim, and then he talks about, obviously, after the Gaonim, we have the Amoraim and Tanoim, and after that, we have the Rabbanu Surai, and the Gaonim actually, of course, come later, after the Amoraim and Tanoim. So each generation, where there was somehow a need to write down Torah Shabbat Peh, which is also, you know, how to write Torah Shabbat Peh. The Gemara says clearly in Gittin and elsewhere, that Torah Shabbat Peh, Baal Peh, Torah Shabbat Chsav, Bichsav. There's an Isser writing down Torah Shabbat Peh. So why did the Rambam feel constrained to apologize? He engages in lengthy apologetics. He tells him in the Akdam to Mishnah Torah that before every generation decided to write what they did, so they clearly were impelled by the fact that it was this amount of Tzara, there were cataclysmic events going on, as we know throughout Jewish history during all these periods. And therefore the Rambam says they were frightened, they were afraid that the Torah will be forgotten, even though the Gemara says in Shabbos, and we know we have a Avtocha Hashem Yisbarach, Apostle Yichumish, and it goes on Torah Shabbal Peh. They were frightened, and therefore each generation then wrote down what they did. So why did the Rambam feel the need to be so prolix? So Rav Soloveitchik said the time of the Rambam is poshut, because there's an Isser writing down Torah Shabbal Peh. So the Rambam needs a matir, he needs some permission, some dispensation. And then, of course, he apologizes himself for writing down the entire Torah Shabbat Peh, which is what he did. Matter of fact, one of the claims against the Rambam is that he writes without any makaros, doesn't quote any sources. The Rambam says, you don't need any source. I am the source. And that's where the Ravid and many others, of course, jump on the Rambam. How could he possibly speak in such a fashion, not quote makaros? And that's why we have an entire literature. More has been written on the Rambam, probably more super commentaries on the Rambam. They can mark anything, maybe with the exception of super commentaries written on Rashi. But there's so many super commentaries on the Rambam, but the Rambam felt constrained to explain, to apologize, why he wrote down Torah Shabbat Peh. And actually, this is in Shulchan Aruch, if you look in, I think, in Shin Lamed Aleph. So there in Shulchan Aruch, you'll see that mentions that Gemara that I just referred to. Kol Kisvei HaKadosh, the din is there's a halacha of Hatzolah, if there's a fire, and you're allowed to read even Ksuvim, and the Rambam, not only the Rambam, but the Shulchan Aruch mentions, what about brachos that Chazal put together? Matzil osam ne'adleika. And so the Magen Avraham there and the Taz point out that Bizman Hazeh, there's a heter. What's the heter? To write down brachos and tfilos. The Gemara says in Shabbos there that there's no heter. It's asa. Matzilin. But we pass on the halacha today. Yes, matzilin. Why? So therefore, we are matzil them in the adleika. So what do we see? That on tefillah or on brachos, it's chal the din of Torah Shabbat Peh. So let me just finish what I'm saying, and then Rabbi Farberg, you'll tell me if I addressed whatever issue you wanted to address. Namely, that you see from the Mishnah here that Balkeri is not maharer in brachos of Kriyashma and the bracha before mazon, but he's maharer bebechas hamazon. And again, being that we said that brachos and tefillah have a chaloshem chetza of Torah Shabbat Peh, it comes out that it's aser for Balkeri to mahar in Torah Shabbat Peh, and therefore it's also for Balkeri to maharer in the brachas of Kriyashma and the bracha before mazon. So you see again that a Balkeri cannot really be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Therefore, he can't be maharer in Torah Shabbat Peh. He's allowed to be maharer in Torah Shabbat Chsav and Kriyashma because there's a din of Kriya Bepeh, because there's an obligation to read the text. And that's the head there of a Balkeri to be maharer in Kriyashma and Torah Shabbat Chsav. As the Gemara says, Kidda Ashkechon Besinai was only said the Gabi Torah Shabbat Chsav, but there's a din of Kriya Bepeh. Masha'enke in Torah Shabbat Peh, there is no din of Kriya Bepeh. In Torah Shabbat Peh, there's no chilul between Hirur and Dibur. But Torah Shabbat Peh is founded completely upon Havana. There has to be an understanding. There has to be a comprehension with reference to Torah Shabbat Peh. This is the distinction between Torah Shabbat Chsav and Torah Shabbat Peh. I'll mention to you on page 13 of this handout, maybe the most famous of all the comments of the Balatanya. The Balatanya, Kayadu Alachem, wrote a kuntres in the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, which is a Shulchan Aruch that's command quoted on every single page of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is enamored of the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya. And the Kuntres of Talmud Torah, maybe the most famous Kuntres that was probably ever written on Hilchos Talmud Torah. He actually presents to you, literally, a unified, organically unified composition that he wrote on Hilchos Talmud Torah. Of course, the Rambam also wrote Hilchos Talmud Torah, but he, if you will, gets down to the brass tacks, my follower Shalom would say, down to the nitty-gritty in terms of the approach, in terms of what should one do and how one should do it. And that's why this is an absolutely gorgeous, beautiful kuntres beyond belief. The whole Shulchan Aruch that he wrote is absolutely fantastic. So take a look here on page 13, a very famous comment of the Graz. And he writes, and if you take a look at the end of your days and your gimel, first, he mentions Achimotzi Bisvasov, Avo Bishenu Mevin, Avila Perish Amilos, Neshuam Oretz. Says the Balatanya, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, person who articulates words of Torah. He doesn't understand what he's saying. Even the Pir Shamilim, even the translation, because he's not someone who's has a background. He's not literate. Harezem Mekayin Mitzah Sulamadatem. He's fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Ulafiko Kolam Oretz. A very important statement that even Amoret, someone who's not with any background in learning, still that person makes, is mechuyev to make Birchas HaTorah, and when he gets an aliyah to the Sefer Torah. B'med v'amurim b'Torah Shebichsav. Abu b'Torah Shebal Peh, meino meivin ha'perish, eino nechshav limud klal. This is a statement from a great posek, from one of the Doliah Poskim, Shel Dore Doros, that he's mechalik between Torah Shabbat Chsav and Torah Shabbat Peh, based on that which we have been discussing, that in Torah Shabbat Peh, without Havona, without Perish Hamilim, Eino Nechshav Limud Klav. Take a look at the bottom. This is the latest edition of the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz. And so look at the bottom. He tells you what the source. He brings you many, many Mekoros, including some of them that I referred to earlier. But then there's a very significant, I would say, critically significant disclaimer at the end, the last two lines. The Alpha became, Yesh to Adam, Lasak, Bechalatera, Gam, Bidvarim, Shalal Yuchal Ahobin. Person should engage in the study of Torah, even in areas, I think Rabbi Weishlita mentioned this earlier. This is Mokar as a Zoyar. It's not found, as far as I know, explicitly in the Talmud, Bavli, or Yerushalmi, in the text of the Bavli Yerushalmi. Yes, we mentioned the Rashi in Brachas, at Igra the Pirka Riato. We mentioned that Rashi yesterday. And I mentioned to you that Rav Soloveitchik pointed out his father and many other Gedolei Yisrael would say two drushas a year, Shabbos HaGolo, and before Pesach, and obviously Shabbos Shuva, and they would usually darshan in very esoteric areas. And there are areas that the Balabatim simply did not have any idea what they were talking about, but they came. Igra the Pirka Riato, says the Balatanya, one should engage in the study of Torah, b'chol ha-Torah. Gam b'dvarim shal du'icha lo'hovin. Lo asidlo'o yiske lo'hovin ul ha-sik kol ha-Torah sh'asik ba'ba'ilam ha-zeh. Lo hi-siga mi-keitzeh da'ito. And one will be zaycha. This is the Mishnah Berurah that we began with in Kuf Nun Hei. That's the marker action of the Mishnah Berurah. So this entire discussion that we're having is primarily related to this distinction. That's why I quoted from this Mishnah regarding Balkari as well, in order to, again, accentuate this distinction between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. Okay, Hara Feinberg. So I think the Yesod Hadvarim is pretty clear. Now, maybe we'll just a bit further explicate this matter. If you take a look, actually, in the next page of Maamar Kamos, page number 19. So here, there's a very fascinating series of psukim, which also we are familiar with. The Gemara has increased us. The Gemara points out that B'shoshu Dvarim Nichnas Yisrael Yisrael the Bris. That Klal Yisrael entered the Bris of Har Sinai with three things. B'milo, Tzvila, V'Hatzuas Domin. They had to undergo Bris Milo, they had to undergo Tzvila, and Hatzuas Domin. The Karbonos, that the sprinkling of the Dam that the Torah actually speaks about. This is a fascinating parsha. It's at the end of Mishpatim. It's a big Machlokes Rashi and Ramban. It's actually Machlokes Tanoim and the Mechilta. When this parsha occurred, before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah, but it's a very significant parsha. But what's of interest is that the Torah here, when it speaks about the Bris HaAgonos, so in Perech of Dal Pasuk Zayin, Vayikach Sefer HaBris, Vayikra B'Yazne Ha'om, Vayomru Kol Asher Dibra Hashem Nasa B'Nishma. What exactly happened over here? So the primary action the Torah describes, which was apparently the nature of this Krisas Bris, was essentially Kriya. Vayikra B'Yazne'om, Moshe Rabbeinu takes the Sefer HaBris, and he reads B'Yazne'om, and then Klal Yisrael responded, Kol Asher Dibra Hashem, Naseh V'Nishma. Means we, the Klal Yisrael, responded to the Kriya of Hashem Yisbarach. The Pasuk stresses the Shmiya Sakol, that was the Ikar Ikrim. Means this Kriya, B'Yazne'nu, we're not talking about Limud. We're not talking about Limud, that's nitvas v'levu v'moach. But rather, we're talking about kriya. Kriya, Torah Shebichsav. And that seems to be the bris. And if there's a kiyum of kriya, even though there's no limud, and perhaps even though the Kohen doesn't really understand the tochen, but that's exactly what happened over here. In a similar vein, and this we are more familiar with probably, on page number 20, we know the psukim that relate to the mitzvah of Hakel, page number 20 and 20 prime. So here we have a mitzvah of Hakel, where the Torah tells us the obligation on the part of the Melech to read the Sefer Torah. And we know Hakel Asa'om Ha'anoshim Ha'anoshim Ha'ataf V'gerach Hashem V'sharecha L'man Yishmu V'l'man Yilmadu. So everyone is included, all of Klal Yisrael. Noshim, Taf, Gerim, even though many of them don't understand what's happening. And this is the famous Gemara Chagiga, which is quoted here on 20 prime. The Gemara Dav Gimel et al. The Gemara points out, "Im anoshim boyin lumov, noshim boos lishmo ataf loma boyin." Why are young children coming? Machlokas Rishonim, whether the taf are those that reach the age of educability, higil chinuch, or taf means young keshadayim, children that are still nursing from their mothers. But the Gemara says, "What are they there for?" The Gemara says, "Kedei litein schar lemeviyehim." In order to give compensation for those who bring them. The Rambam, on page 20, Hilchos Chagiga, also a famous Rambam, tells us, V'gerim she'enam makirim. Even a ger, a proselyte, who doesn't have, obviously, a lot of background. Chayovin v'hochin libam, u'lahakshiv oznam, lishmoa be'ema v'yira v'gila b'rada, kiyom she'nitna b'b'sinai. אפילו חכם גדולם שיודעים כל התורה כולה, חייבים לשמוע בכוון הגדול ליסרו, ומי שאני יכול לשמוע, מחייבים ליבו לקריא הזו, שלא כל הכוסו, אלא לחזיק דס האמס, ויירה עצמו כאילו עצו נצטב בו, מייפי הגור השומו, שהמלך שליח הוא להשמיע דברי הקל. There are many חידושים in this Rambam, but the probably One of the central chidushim is that Hakel Zekiyah Mamitzah Maimon HaSinai, that we are reenacting the entire Maimon HaSinai. But what's of interest to us is that here we have Gerim, who have no understanding, and yet they are focused, they are concentrating, they are carefully listening, Be'ema U'Be'yira V'Gilu B'Rodah, Ki'ilu, they're undergoing a Maimon HaSinai experience. So we're talking about Kriya. We're reading Tarshish B'Chisav. Or I could have actually brought you the Mishnah Megillah. The Mishnah writes in Megillah that Loes, someone who essentially does not understand Lashon HaKodesh, he's Yotzi B'Kriyas HaMegillah, but Lashon HaKodesh. Why is that? Because there's a Kiyum HaMitzvah simply with the Kriya itself. So again, this all is simply to bolster the position that we have mentioned till now, that the distinction between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, that one requires Havana, Torah Shebalpeh, and Torah Shebichsav is simply a din in Kriya, even though one does not have Havana, certainly one would be able to fulfill a mitzvah of Kriya in the context of Torah Shebichsav. So this distinction is very critical. And yet, having said all this, the Mishnah Berurah, and we saw in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav just now, they indicate based on the Zohar and based on some other Makaris as well, Midrashim, that even someone who doesn't have that kind of Havana, and he comes to shul, and after shul, he sits and learns, he goes to shiurim. I remember as a very young man growing up, there were many, many shiurim that I went to. I had no understanding of anything, but my father, Moshom, felt it was important for me to be present. So already from the age of 5 or 6 years old, I was dabbling in shul b'tzibur, and my father would take me to all the shiurim. And I grew up in an era where we listened to our fathers. There's some mitzvah called Kibud Av V'Em. As I mentioned, it's a school of Arichas Yomim, Pasuk Yechumish. So we no longer, unfortunately, have that luxury. So today we have to be mechanech people, to be mechabed their fathers and mothers, and Talmidei Chachamim, and Rabbanim, and other human beings, and Balabatim, and everyone. That's not a simple, that's quite a challenging kind of matter. But b'chazal, we came to Shurim, we had no understanding of what was happening. And my father, Shom, thought it was important for us to hear and to see, V'ayu Einecha Ros Marecha, to see great Talmidei Chachamim. I remember my father used to take us to a shiur that was given by Rabbi Chil Mil Chalap, Zechatzag de Racha, the son of Rabbi Yaakov Meshe Chalap. So he was a Yerushalmi. He came from Eretz Yisrael. He came in the 30s, in the Depression years. He came to the United States because his family was very, very poor. Rabbi Yaakov Meshe Chalap was probably the Talmud Chover of Hagoyin Aharon Yitzhak Kohen Kuk Zatzal, the first chief rabbi who was a tzaddik Yisrael Eva, Mamalach Hashem Tzvokos, unquestionably. And he also was a Malach Hashem Tzvokos, Rabbi Yaakov Meshe. And so was his son. And the one that we know is Avzul Chalap, Yibodo Chaim Arukim. But the Rabbi Chil Mit Chalap said a drasha on Shabbos afternoon, hundreds and hundreds of people came to the drasha. Now he only spoke two languages, either Lashon HaKodesh or Yiddish. So Yiddish was the language, that was the lingua franca, that was the vernacular. I grew up on Yiddish actually. So he said a drasha in Yiddish. But if you took a look at the crowd there, I include myself among that group, clearly we had no hasaga of whom this man was. No concept of what he was talking about. This is a man who's the son of the Mei Marom, and Rabbi Yaakov Meshe Chalap wrote volumes of Svarim, Krochim and Krochim of Svarim, and Rabbi Chil Mil Chalap also wrote Krochim and Krochim of Svarim. Many, many Svarim. He wrote on Shas, and he wrote in Machshava, like his father. We had no idea what the man was talking about. We used to go for an hour every single Shabbos. And my father felt that's exactly what the Gemara says. Agra de Pirka Riyata. Even though we have no asaga of what's happening, there's a mitzvah, to show kavod haTorah, and to, in effect, pay respects to great Talmidei Chachamim. And so we sat there, and we were there. We did it for years, I remember. Every single Shabbos, there wasn't any possibility of not going. It wasn't even a Havamina that we should not go with my father and listen to this drasha, just like there was no Havamina of not davening b'tzibur, and just like there was no Havamina of not standing up for a Talmud Chacham and standing up for a Zokin. The Pasuk Chumash, they say we're talking about the Adam and Zokin, whether it's 60, 70, whatever the Machlokas HaPoskim is. These things were like very much, I would say, became part of our very warp and woof, part of our very bloodstream. It was so ingrained in us. That's how we were trained. And today it's a bit more difficult. It's more challenging. We have to somehow try our best to be Mechanecha generation, and we have to do it differently, using different tactics. My father, Shav, used to say, at the end of his life, he pointed out, it's the same Torah, but we have to utilize different strategies. We have to utilize different methodologies. We have to utilize different methods, different venues. And there's no question that each door has its own challenges. Dor dor v'dorshav, dor dor v'chachamav, dor dor v'tzochav. So Baruch Hashem, I think that, thank God, we have many, many talented people, including many of all of you sitting in front of me on this screen, who have the talents and the capacity and the ability to go ahead and Baruch Hashem transmit the Torah to our present generation with excitement, with hislavus, and Be'ezah Hashem, we should all continue to have hatzlacha and bracha b'chol masiyadeh. Okay.